The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday, beautiful, spectacular fall Monday afternoon. It is a privilege, a delight, and an honor to welcome you to the program today. And to remind you that our telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Hope you had a great weekend. Looking forward to a wonderful week here. Of course, the big story internationally and here in America is the killing of al-Baghdadi, co-founder of ISIS. Big news. And it is absolutely fascinating to watch and listen to the response of politicians from the different parties. And I say this advisedly, but I say it truthfully. By listening to and reading the responses of politicians concerning the killing of one of America's one of America's worst enemies, you can tell a great deal about what they love most: their party, power, or America. No, you can't. You can tell a great deal about what they love most. Is it America, their party, or their party and or power? I've got comments on that. I'll get to that just a little bit later. But that is a great victory for American armed forces, our intelligence community, and it is a victory for the president. It is. Hey, this is a public service announcement because I don't think most Ohioans understand this. Beginning in October of next year, 1 year from now, you will not be able to travel on planes, on trains, or even on boats without a government compliant ID. Current driver's licenses are not government compliant. Now, if you've gotten a new Ohio driver's license in the last several months, you have the new format and so forth, that is a government compliant ID. But if, what is it, 4 years? I don't know how long our licenses last. But if if your license is not renewed before October of next year, you're going to need to get a government-compliant ID, which you can get from the state of Ohio. And I don't think it costs anything. Now, why do I bring this up? Because a brand new report indicates that only 14% of Ohio's licensed drivers have an identification card that is compliant with the new government rules and regulations. Only 14%. Ohio has issued about 1.3 million compliant IDs since it began offering them July 2nd, 2018. That leaves about 8.1 million licensed drivers and state ID holders who haven't opted for them. Now, you can still use your driver's license for driving and for voting, but if you want to travel by plane or train or wherever a government compliant ID is required, your current Ohio driver's license is not sufficient. So if you're planning on traveling, by the way, you can still use a passport. That is a government compliant ID. But if you don't have a passport and you're using one of the older Ohio driver's licenses and you want to travel, you better get the compliant. Well, you've got a year. It doesn't kick into effect until October of 2020. But again, that's just a public service announcement. I just have to do that. I've got a lot of stories to share with you, but our Bible League campaign is officially over. And I didn't think you could even make pledges today, but I found out this morning you can, probably today and tomorrow. But as far as our push for the Bible League campaign, it's basically officially over. But I want to give you the results. These are the latest results. And I forgot to pull up the call center because I've got some new heroes to thank that made pledges last Friday. I'll do that during the break, and I'll read those names. But currently, as we sit today, the goal was $6,000, plus we had a $6,000 matching grant. So $6,000 matching grant, up to $6,000. So our goal from our listeners was $6,000. Well, currently, you have given $13,335. $13,335. If you kick in the matching grant, which we certainly can, you have given $19,335. We are just a little over $600 away from $20,000. Now, I don't know that I'll even mention. Well, I'll mention later because I want to thank the folks who called in on Friday that I didn't have an opportunity to thank. But if you want to give, 800 yes word. Now, the matching grant is gone, but every $5 provides a Bible for the persecuted church. And so many of you have responded. This was just an incredible success. 800 yes word. I'm just throwing it out there. If you want to give, 800 yes word, 800-937-9673. 800 yes word, 800-937-9673. And once again, you folks have illustrated, you are the most incredible radio audience on planet Earth. Whenever we ask you to give for a cause that furthers the kingdom, gets the word of God into people's hands, you folks always respond. So thank you. I just want to thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our break. When we come back, I've received some emails. What do you think about Kanye West? Now, if you haven't heard, Kanye West is saying he has become a born-again Christian. How do we respond to that? Now, I've got some thoughts, and I'll share them with you when we return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Monday afternoon. Well, it's a hot topic on the internet. It's a hot topic on Twitter. It's a hot topic on Facebook. It's a hot topic just about everywhere. Kanye West. All right, now, let me issue my disclaimer. I have never been a big fan of rap or hip-hop. That's just not my kind of music. Have I heard of Kanye West? Of course I have. Do I know much about him? No. I know he's related to the Kardashians somehow. If he walked up to me on the street, I would have no idea who he is. And that's just the honest truth. I know that throughout most of his career, he has been known for some pretty raunchy, obscene material in his music and in past recordings and so forth. And I know that in some of his performances in the past, they have been known for how raunchy they were and so forth. Well, anyway, recently, and I'm not sure how long, it's been months, I don't think weeks, Kanye West has come out and said he has become a born-again Christian. He has been very clear on that. He used the phrase, born again. I am now a follower of Jesus. He has given a pretty strong testimony about leaving behind his old life and turning his back on his old life. And he just dropped a brand new album called Jesus is King. And I haven't listened to it, and again, probably won't, because that's just not my kind of music. But I've read several reviews, and I guess the words are filled with a gospel message, filled with Jesus, filled with a message of forgiveness and so forth. And a short movie was released, which has gotten, to be honest, horrible reviews. Just because it was very, very short and, well, anyway, all right. So the big controversy that is out there, is he real or is he phony? Is he real or is he phony? I've read several editorials. Don't believe him, don't believe him. This is just, you know, this is one of many times he's tried to carve out a new audience, and they won't be long before he'll go back to his own ways. And then I've read other editorials. You know, Jesus has got to come back tonight because Kanye West has gotten saved. This is the greatest thing since the Apostle Paul was saved on the road to Damascus. Okay. So how do we respond to Kanye West? Here is my word of wisdom to you, all right? Wait. If he is the real deal, we'll see it. Here's the worst thing that could happen to Kanye West if he is truly born again. And I hope he is. And from what I've read, it certainly sounds like it. But here is the worst thing that could happen to Kanye West if he is truly a born again believer. To go on a speaking tour, to be featured in this church and that church, and be invited to this mega church and that mega church, and be invited to give his testimony at this big citywide rally, and that would be the worst thing that could happen to him. Why? Because if he is a believer, he's a baby. He's a newborn Christian. He is a baby. He is a very immature believer. And through my 50 years of ministry, I have seen so many celebrities. They made an announcement that they become a Christian, a follower of Jesus, and all of a sudden they're on this pedestal, and they're on that TV program, they're on that radio program, and they're giving their testimony here and there. And it's not long before they are ruined because they were not spiritually mature enough to handle the newfound Christian fame. In many ways, Christians are no different from the secular world. We like heroes. You know, we like rock stars. We like to make rock stars out of musicians. We like to make rock stars out of preachers. We like to make rock stars out of Christian authors. And so often, it harms them. I have an article in front of me where representatives from Lakewood Church, that's Joel Osteen's church, have confirmed that Joel Osteen has invited Kanye West to come down to Lakewood Church. Mistake. Mistake, mistake, mistake. But when asked, a representative from Lakewood Church says, yes, this story is true. I know that Joel talked to Kanye about 2 weeks ago, has invited him, blah, 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 blah. If Kanye West is truly born again, well, I started to say if Kanye West is truly born again, pray for him. Regardless, pray for him. And pray that Christian promoters do not take advantage of a baby, because that's what Kanye West is. If he is truly born again, he's just a baby in the Lord. He should be treated that way. He should be encouraged like crazy, but he is not yet ready to preach, to speak. That's why Scripture talks about pastors and leaders. They should not be a novice. Personally, and some may disagree with me, personally, I don't think he's ready even to give his own personal testimony. He needs to put himself under some spiritual authority and be discipled. Stay out of the public eye and let someone disciple him and teach him and instruct him. Because Christians are not different from the world in so many ways. In many ways we are, but in many ways our flesh is not. And our flesh loves the spotlight. And here is someone who has been performing all of his life. And it will be very, very easy for him to take the entertainment side of his personality and just flip it from the world to Jesus. So I'm praying for him personally. Is he really born again? I honestly don't know. We will know in time. Let's not jump to conclusions on either side. Let's wait, pray for him, encourage him. But don't use him. We'll be back.